This Is Your Life, episode 65. Hello and welcome to this episode of This Is Your Life. My name is Michael Hyatt, and this is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership. My goal is to help you live with more passion, work with greater focus, and lead with extraordinary influence. In this episode, I'll be talking about five reasons you should consider writing a book. Yeah, that's you. Maybe it's been a fleeting thought. Maybe you've thought seriously about it. I don't know. But regardless, I'm going to convince you that you must do it and tell you why. In addition, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you how you can make exercise something you actually look forward to, even if you hate it, and that's all in our tip of the week. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Platform University, an online membership site for helping you launch your personal platform or take it to the next level. You can find out more at platformuniversity.com. And by the way, the monthly membership fee is about to go up. And if you're already a member, don't worry. We'll honor the price you're paying now for as long as you're a member in good standing. But currently, Platform University is only $25 a month. Each month, you'll get exclusive access to five features. Number one, the masterclass. This is where I interview the world's leading experts on various aspects of platform building. Number two, backstage pass. This is where I let you behind the curtain and show you how I run some aspect of my business, something that's not visible to the public. Number three, member makeover, where our members volunteer to have their platform evaluated by Megan Miller, our dean, and my daughter, and me. And we pick one winner each month and give them our recommendations on how to go to the next level. Number four, the live Q&A conference call. This is where I host a one-hour live conference call on a specific platform building theme. And this is an opportunity to get your specific questions answered. And then number five, discussion forums, where we provide an opportunity for you to talk with other members online. And I also frequently pop in just to answer questions and offer encouragement. So again, right now, all of that is only $25 a month. But on September the 13th, the price is going up to $30 a month. That was our intention all along. In fact, we have actually a higher price point that we're going to get to, but it's going to be going up to $30 a month. And this is your last chance to get in at just $25 a month. And that price will be good for as long as you're a member, and you can cancel at any time. So why not give it a try? Check us out at platformuniversity.com. Okay, so let's jump into today's episode. Have you ever thought about writing a book? If you're like about 62%, literally, of my blog readers, you probably have, and I know because I've surveyed them. But even if you haven't, I urge you to consider it. Being a published author has done more for my own career and my income than I could have ever imagined. It's opened doors of opportunity I couldn't have dreamed were possible, and it can happen for you too. But before we start, I know what you're thinking. I could never find the time to do that. Wrong. You can. Though I've written seven books now, I wrote the first five while I had a very demanding, very full-time job. And in addition, I wrote them while raising five daughters. So it can be done. And all you have to do is be convinced and have a big enough why. And if you are convinced, I'm convinced, you'll make the time. The benefits can be outstanding. So here are five good reasons why you should consider writing a book. Ready? Number one, it provides an opportunity to share your expertise. Look, whether you realize it or not, you're an expert. The problem is that you take your knowledge, your experience, or your skill for granted. In other words, because it's familiar, you assume everyone has it. Well, they don't. And people will pay to know what you know or learn how to do what you do. And I've done this again and again. My last book was on building a platform. And that grew out of my personal experience in trying to build mine. And my next book is on life planning and something I've been doing personally for over a decade. But as it turns out, other people want to know how to do too. Well, what would it be like for you to share your expertise, your passion, with people who care? What would it be like to be paid to share what you know and love? So first reason, it provides an opportunity to share your expertise. But there's a second reason. It provides an opportunity to establish your authority. You know, people work for years to land an important job or get a graduate degree, and both of these can be important steps in your career path, but neither provide the level of credibility that comes with having a book with your name on it. Trust me, in our culture, this is still regarded as the ultimate proof of mastery. And I'm really amazed how this works. If you write a book on a topic, people assume you're an expert on the topic. You get invited to speak, consult, coach, all that stuff. But what would more credibility do for your career or your business? How could it give you a level of influence you've never experienced before? So the second reason is that it provides an opportunity to establish your authority. Third reason you need to write a book, it provides an opportunity to differentiate yourself. Whatever your profession, you probably have lots of competition. That's probably an understatement, right? But I'd be willing to bet only a handful of your competitors have a book to their credit. This is one way, and perhaps the most important way, to set yourself apart and get noticed. It provides a kind of unfair advantage in today's dog-eat-dog world. And I wasn't the first guy, for example, to talk about the importance of building a platform. This term had been used for years. But I was the first guy to write a book on it. And as a result, I'm typically the go-to expert whenever an event sponsor wants a speaker on this topic or the media wants to talk to an expert about this topic. Well, how could a book give you an unfair advantage and elevate you above the other experts in your field? So the third reason is that it provides an opportunity to differentiate yourself. Reason number four, it provides an opportunity to expand your market. If content is the new marketing, and it is, a book is the best marketing tool you could ever have. It makes an introduction, it opens doors, it prepares the market for the other products and services you offer. It goes where you can't go and does what you can't do. If it positions you as someone with something important to offer. Well, 90% of the people who book me to speak on the topic of platform building or attend the platform conference or join Platform University do so. Why? Because they've read my book. The book was the opportunity that expanded my market. Well, how could a book help expand your existing market? What new markets could it open for you, for your company, or for your organization? So reason number four, it provides an opportunity to expand your market. Reason number five, it provides an opportunity to launch a business. You know, a book is but one expression of your message or your expertise. And once you've published it, you can introduce an assortment of ancillary products or related products. For example, my platform book led to an audiobook, to a video series, and to a conference. And earlier this year, as I've mentioned throughout this podcast, we launched Platform University, an exclusive membership site. Next month, we'll be launching my new Get Noticed theme for WordPress, which is also based on the principles that I teach in the book. Well, this is an entire business that didn't exist 2 years ago, and it all started with a book. Well, the same thing's going to happen with my next book, which is on life planning, which is coming out next spring. We'll build an entire product suite around it, and hopefully that too will become a business. But what about you? What business would you like to be in? How could a book help you get there? Look, granted, writing a book is not easy. It takes a lot of hard work and most of all, perseverance. But it's possible. I promise every published author, every successful author, started out just like you. Before they wrote a book, they hadn't written a book. Surprise, I know, shocking. But probably like you, they didn't think they were sure that they had anything to say. And probably like you, they felt overwhelmed. And probably like you, they didn't know where they would find the time. But you know what? They did. And now they're enjoying the fruits of being a published author. And I promise it can happen for you. All you have to do is start. And one way to do that is take a look at my Get Published audio course. And you can find that at michaelhyatt.com/get-published. Well, I hope this has been helpful. I'll be back in a minute with our listener Q&A segment. We've got some terrific questions for this week. Welcome back. Bruce is up with our first question.
Hi, Michael. This is Bruce Cross calling from Watsontown, Pennsylvania. I recently began blogging at BruceRcross.com. Over the past 6 or 7 years, I've probably read approximately 230 books. I can honestly tell you, not out of an egotistical way, but almost every book I've read, the voice inside of me says, you can simply do this. I want to thank you for your encouragement in the announcement for this week. Yes, that's right, it's you. What's the one key thing that will get me moving in that direction so that I could just continue to embrace the dreams that God has given me in this? Thanks for making a difference. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Bruce, it's an important question and one that I often ask, regardless of what the project is, whether I'm writing a book or doing anything else that's going to be demanding. I've got to get connected to the why. Why is this important? What's at stake? What do I hope to gain? And unless I have clear reasons that I find personally compelling, I'm probably not going to stick with it. So I would encourage you to make a list, a bulleted list of all the reasons why writing a book would be important. You know, not for your spouse, not for your employer, not for your business, but for you. Why would it be important for you to write a book? And use that as fuel when the going gets tough, because like any project, there's going to be that messy middle where you lose the motivation and you've got too much invested to quit, but you don't really have the strength to go on either. So these reasons, this rationale, this motivation can help you. So that's where I would start. Get connected to your why. The next question comes from Christopher.
Hi, Michael. My name is Christopher Scott, and I blog at ChristopherScottBlog.com. And my question is, what is the most likely book that a publisher will publish for a first-time author? My thinking is maybe between two options. Would they most likely publish something for a first-time author that's like a 350-page how-to book that has, you know, full of endnotes and lots of good academic references? Or would they be more likely to publish something that's like a 100 or 120-page, you know, gift book that's something smaller and not quite as intensive? So just curious to hear your thoughts on that and what would be most likely for a first-time author to be published for. Thanks.
Christopher, honestly, this question is not something that you'll ever hear publishers talking about because it really doesn't matter. They may specialize in a certain kind of book or format. Like if you go to a gift book publisher, they're going to want to publish a gift book. If you go to an academic publisher, they're going to want to publish an academic book. If you go to a general trade publisher, they just want a general trade book, a how-to book, whatever. But the most important thing is to write a book that's compelling. And it really doesn't matter whether you have all those footnotes or you've got anything else. You've just got to write a book that's compelling. That's as important for the first-time author as the author who's written a dozen books. You know, every time they get up to bat, they got to get the wood on the ball and they've got to, you know, get, I think I'm running out of baseball analogies here, but they've got to get a hit. And the same thing is true when you're writing a book. You've got to do the same thing. So don't get too focused on the format, because I promise you, publishers don't think about that. All they want is a book that really they believe will find an audience. The next question comes from James.
Hi, Michael. This is James Kinson, and I can be found at cashcarconvert.com. And I look forward to seeing you at the platform conference where I'll be attending at the master level. My question is, I just launched my site and I don't really have a platform established yet. So is there benefit to me publishing a book as part of building my platform, or should I do that after my platform has been established? Love what you do. Thank you.
James, the short answer to your question is maybe. Now, the truth is that if you don't have a platform already, it's going to be very difficult to find an audience for your book. I mean, who's going to buy it? You know, maybe you can do some guest posting. You know, maybe you can get interviewed by some friends who have podcasts. I don't know, but this is one of the reasons why building a platform, I think, is probably the first step if you're serious about writing a book. However, having said that, one of the best ways to build a mailing list is to write an ebook. This doesn't have to be a full-on book, but it could be a version of your book that you're going to write later, but a shorter version of it. It only needs to be probably 7,500 to 12,500 words. Maybe 10,000 would be the sweet spot. But write a shorter book and offer it as an incentive for people to subscribe to your blog and get your blog posts by email. And that's a terrific way to do it. You won't get a lot of response early on, but it will capture those people and keep them connected to you so that when the book comes out later, you know who the audience is. You've got a defined audience. Maybe you only have 1,000 subscribers, but that's 1,000 you wouldn't have if you don't follow this strategy. So this is one of the ways I built such an enormous mailing list myself, was writing an ebook that was shorter than a regular book and offering that for free in exchange for people subscribing to my blog. It's a terrific strategy. It works great. And that would be one benefit of publishing or writing a book before establishing your platform. But don't make it a major book, because you're probably not going to get a publisher. And if you decide to self-publish, you're not going to be able to find an audience unless you already have a platform. The next question comes from Carrie.
My name is Carrie Scare from Three Rivers, Michigan. I blog at strugglethevictory.com. I have several book ideas, but when I think about how many books are already published, I feel like mine will just get lost or never noticed. I wonder if writing a book is really worth the time when there are already so many good books out there by so many qualified people. What advice do you have for those of us looking for the confidence to believe that our book ideas are worth pursuing?
Carrie, first of all, I totally relate to this. I mean, you just go to the bookstore and you see the thousands of volumes on the shelves, or the library, or you search Amazon. It can be overwhelming. I mean, it's easy to think there doesn't need to be another book on my topic. But here's the thing you have to understand. There's never, ever, ever been written a book on your topic from your point of view. You have a unique voice, a unique perspective, a unique set of experiences, and probably a different spin on even the skills that it takes if you're writing a how-to book that makes it unique. And there's some people that may not hear the message from somebody who's more famous, or maybe it's a different gender. It could be a variety of things, but mediated through you, delivered by you, there are certain audience that will hear it and will apply it. So yes, you know, the world does need your voice. The world does need your work and your expression of that message. So don't let that stop you. I think every author feels that way, and every author has to get past that. And I'm not talking about just psyching yourself up, but really believing that you have something unique to offer. The next question comes from Reagan.
Hi, Michael. My name is Reagan Kokoschke. I live in Temecula, California. We have 8-year-old triplets, and for the first 4 or 5 years of their lives, we kept a detailed journal of our experience with the intent to try and publish a book down the road. We have a Word document with over 100 pages of content covering a variety of topics. The thought of tackling all of this raw content and formulating it into a manuscript seems overwhelming. It almost seems easier to start over with a fresh focus. How would you tackle this raw data and formulate it into a manuscript? And is starting over even an option? I've greatly benefited from your podcasts. Thank you for all you do.
Reagan, if I were in that situation, here's what I would do. I'd look at all those journal entries and those 100 pages of content as raw material. It's going to be great source material. You're going to find yourself using that a bunch. But I would pretty much start over in terms of the architecture of the book. You might want to look at my little ebook on writing a winning book proposal and actually go through the process of creating a book proposal without regard for what you've already written, and then try to harvest that content and use it in the book. But I would probably not try to reshape what you've already got. Again, it's the raw material, but what you want to do is create a blueprint for a book, a book proposal that's really written to solve the reader's problem and not just solve your problem of using up all this content that you've already written. What you want to do is say, what would be important from the reader's perspective? How can I solve their problem? How can I answer their question? How can I offer something that would be valuable to them? The next question, and the last one, comes from Steve.
Hi, Michael. My name is Steve Dwyer from just outside Atlanta, Georgia. I blog about encouraging Christian growth at edifyhub.com. I love your podcast. I've listened to every episode, even the encore ones. Back in episodes 21 and 22 on your advice for first-time authors, you touched on the differences between ebook and hard copy publishing and between self-publishing and traditional publishing. My question is this. Of the 5 reasons you're going to present today, should the reason or set of reasons that motivate me to write my book factor into my decision for which method I choose to publish that book? Thanks again for your generous blog and podcast.
Steve, this is a very insightful question, and I wish more authors would ask it. But yes, your reasons for writing a book should impact the path you take, whether it's ebook publishing, self-publishing, or traditional publishing. None of those paths, by the way, are inherently more valuable than any other. It used to be that self-publishing had a stigma to it. No longer. It really doesn't matter. Nobody cares in terms of the end consumer. I mean, when was the last time you read a book, turned it over and looked at the spine and said, oh, that's self-published? Now, you can make something look self-published by, you know, the lack of care that you take in publishing, but inherently, neither of those paths are more valuable or less valuable than the other ones. What I would say that you've got to consider, and these are just sort of three aspects, is the amount of money that you want to make, the freedom that you want in your publishing and the decisions related to it, and the amount of control you want to have over the project. So all those are important, and all those could lead to a different answer. You know, if you want to get out something fast and you just want to use it to build your list, an ebook is a terrific result. It's very easy, very profitable, frankly, to get into ebook publishing with something like Amazon Kindle. Self-publishing, you know, if you've got most of the platform already built, you might as well self-publish. You know, why give that all to a publisher? On the other hand, if you want, you don't want to do it all yourself and you want a team of professionals who are there to work with you and really bring out your best, then maybe traditional publishing is the answer. But the short answer to your question is yes, the reasons for writing a book should impact the path, and I would encourage you to consider that carefully before making a decision. So now it's your turn. Why should you consider writing a book, and what would it make possible for you? To comment on this episode, go to my blog at michaelhyatt.com/065, as in episode 65, michaelhyatt.com/065. I'll be back in a minute with some announcements and our tip of the week. Don't close your A couple announcements. Just a reminder about Platform University. Join between now and September the 13th and save $5 a month. I honestly don't know of a better way to grow your platform faster than learning from the pros and brainstorming with like-minded people. That's why Platform University is so valuable. Second announcement, if you're considering launching your own platform or just getting serious about it, you need to start with a self-hosted WordPress blog. It's not as complicated as it sounds. In fact, I put together a step-by-step screencast on exactly how to do it. You don't need any technical knowledge. I'll walk you through the entire process in exactly 20 minutes. And by the way, I just updated the screencast a couple of weeks ago, so it has the latest and greatest information available. And the screencast is absolutely free. You can find it at michaelhyatt.com/WordPress setup. And then finally, my next podcast will be on the primary difference between the wise and the foolish. Which are you? And as a leader, what kind of people do you have working for you? Wise ones or foolish ones? It matters. If you have a question about this topic, please leave me a voicemail message at michaelhyatt.com/podcast question. It's a terrific way to cross-promote your blog or website because I'll link to it just like I did with the callers in this episode. Now, let me just leave you with one final tip. People tell me all the time they know they should be reading, but they can't find the time. They also tell me they know they should be exercising, but they can't find the time. Well, if that's you, I've got good news. You can kill two birds with one stone. All you have to do is join audible.com and listen to audiobooks while you exercise. I've been doing this for years. In fact, it's the primary way that I consume literary content, and it's one of the reasons I'm able to read as much as I do and stay in shape because I do them both at the same time. The Audible app for iPhone is terrific, and it's free to download. You can listen to books at normal speed or 1.5 times or even 2 times the normal speed, but it really enables you to cover a lot of ground at once. And I can usually read about a book a week doing this. So that's our tip of the week. Well, that's about it for this episode of This Is Your Life. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please show the love by going to michaelhyatt.com/love and tweeting a link to the show. I'd be so grateful if you take a few minutes to do that. Thanks also to Paul Vandermill, Christoph Eck, Aaron Don, Jordan Peterson, Kyle Wells, and Gregory Miller, not only for rating my podcast, but for writing a review on iTunes. Thanks, guys. If you'd like to do that yourself, you can go to michaelhyatt.com/iTunes. But until next time, remember, your life is a gift. Now go make it count.